Penguin Random House Audio presents A Common Struggle, a personal journey through the past and future of mental illness and addiction by Patrick J. Kennedy and Stephen Freed. Read for you by Johnny Heller. Prologue. I'm never going to remember what actually happened that night in early May of 2006. When I slammed my green Mustang into the police barrier in front of the U.S. Capitol. I retain a faint memory of flashing lights and people in uniforms knocking at my car window. That's about it. No idea how I got there. No idea how I got home. But I will never forget what happened the next day. I got up late, walked from my apartment building to Capitol Hill, because I had no idea where my car was, and then sat in my congressional office, waiting in terror for the phone to ring. I was waiting for someone to call and say, "You finally did it. You killed somebody. This is it." When the call didn't come, I drank a couple Red Bulls to try to clear my head and took a meeting with the leaders of the Campaign for Mental Health Reform, which was lobbying on behalf of patient, provider, and clinician groups. They immediately noticed I didn't appear mentally healthy myself. I was having trouble following the conversation, and my hands were shaking. We were all saved from further embarrassment when I was called away to the House floor to vote on a lot of amendments for a port safety bill. As the voting ended, the phone call finally came. I was summoned off the House floor into the cloakroom, where there were booths that allowed private conversations. It was my chief of staff. "Patrick," he said, "we have a problem." Apparently, I had half woken up at around...